there, the little brown ones and the little green ones mm-hmm. that are found in weeds. Mm-hmm. Then there are crickets, plenty of crickets, mm-hmm. and wasps, mm-hmm. and what do you call them, the little ones? Yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the difference between a wasp and a yellow jacket?
A yellow jacket is a small insect that is yellow in color. Mm-hmm. It has little wings. It builds a nest similar to a wasp nest. A wasp is a great, it's a much larger insect, and usually their body is of a reddish color, mm-hmm. and their wings are a bluish red, and they're called a red wasp. Mm-hmm. Then we have a dirt dauber mm-hmm. that, I don't know that they particularly sting. They have a stinger which they throw out if you bother them, mm-hmm. but they principally, where there's water, they get water mixed with dirt, mud nests, mm-hmm. and they fill it with spiders and such as that mm-hmm. for their young to feed on. Mm-hmm. We have locusts. We have a common locust that I say common as distinguished from what we call a whistling locust, a Mexican locust. Now, I've never, to my knowledge, known what a Mexican locust looks like. Mm-hmm. But they whistle at dark, just about dark. They'll make this whistling noise, mm-hmm. and then they quit. But I have never seen one. But mm-hmm. they're termed as a Mexican locust.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any other poisonous insects that you can think of? Spiders?
Oh, yes. We have black widows, and we have the little brown fiddler spider, mm-hmm. and a black and white spider, they call it. Then we have other spiders that I think are harmless, but they're a big yellow spider with long black legs, and they spin a big web, and they lay a big sack of eggs that don't hatch for about a year. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are others if I just spend my time thinking about it.
Okay.
Those are the most common ones, I'm sure.
What about those hard-shelled animals that...
Turtles?
Okay. What's the difference between one that's in the water and one that lives on the water?
Well,
I mean, as far as the names are concerned, are there
any
differences?
There's a soft-shell turtle. A soft-shell turtle lives in the river uh-huh. or in lakes. Mm-hmm. Not particularly lakes, I think rivers mm-hmm. principally. Mm-hmm. But the terrapins are the little tiny turtle. And then there's just what we term as an old hard-shell turtle.
Okay.
But they also stay in water, in lakes
uh-huh.
principally.
Okay. And what about a little bitty... animal that is in fresh water usually, and it looks kind of like a miniature lobster or something.
Shrimp.
Okay.
Crawfish.
That's the one you're looking for there. And talking about shrimp, though, let's talk about that for a minute. If you said, I'm going to go out and get a few pounds of
shrimp.
What about the little insect that is attracted to light at night, and also doesn't have to your clothing?
Moth.
All right.
There's also a bug called June bug.
Okay.
A little hard shell mm-hmm. June bug that comes to light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't damage clothing, but moths. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lamp bug. They were sometimes referred to as a lamp bug.
A moth is or a June bug?
All of them, generally.
Oh, anything that'll come to light is called
a lamp bug.
Uh-huh. I've never heard of it.
Crickets do that, too. Mm-hmm.
What do you call those little insects that at night can light up?
Lightning bugs.
A lightning bug. Okay. And over water, sometimes you see these flying insects that have very long bodies that look, you know, almost like a needle or something. And they have fascinating wings. What are those called?